Here at the Southern Peanut Growers Conference, I am speaking with Mike Conaway of Texas, congressman on the Agriculture Committee, and has been taking part in the this saga of trying to get a farm bill passed. And Congressman, if you could just tell us right now, where do we stand? You talk to the peanut growers here, and I know it's confusing, it's fluid situation that changes from literally day to day.
Well, it is, and the big question remains is, what will we do with the nutrition title? The House will pass a standalone nutrition title at some point, maybe this month or September if we can, but we'll pass one. Then the question is, and from a conference standpoint, the Senate bill is together, the House bills are separate. How do you go forward? I know that our staffs are already having conversations with the Senate colleagues, reference the Farm Bureau and Farm Bill and the safety net and rural development pieces to get primed to conference those. My counsel will be that we go ahead and finish off just the Farm Bill and Rural Development Bill separately by itself with no nutrition title in it, and then we come back later and do a nutrition title that would hopefully at least highlight many of the needed reforms to food stamps that were in the original bill. We'll have some further reforms that we'll be able to propose because we're not expecting any Democrats to help us on passage. And we'll pass a nutrition title that will have stronger reforms in it than we were able to negotiate with the Dems when we were in committee.
Now, you mentioned that Chairman Lucas would chair the conference committee, but
yes.
We have not named conferees yet from the House?
No, and that's there's an awful lot of work that goes on in conferences, whatever conference it is, doesn't matter, it's not unique to this one, ahead of the appointment of conferees, but it's the House's turn to chair the conference on the bill, and so he already knows that he's got that role and is expecting to have it. A lot of work will go ahead of the actual naming of conferees in anticipation, getting the differences lined out, the various options for resolving the differences between the two bills and across the line. So a lot of work's being done, but it's going to be a rambling answer, but
yeah.
It's not all that big a deal that we've not named conferees yet.
Yeah, well, he indicated this past week that they might wait until after you finish the nutrition bill to name conferees, and could be after the August recess.
That's correct. Yeah, there's an awful lot of unknowns. We all have our ideas, and if we were totally in charge of making the decision, we could do that. But there are other equities at play. Floor time, all the other things that are going on. We've got 8 or 9 appropriations bills that haven't gotten done yet. So lots of things that are going on with the leader. He's trying to orchestrate an awful lot of juggling balls in the air right now, and the farm bill is one of them.
Well, technically, the extension ends the end of September. Do you anticipate us getting something done by then?
Well, in a perfect world, yes. Particularly if it's a farm bill only thing, I think there's no reason why we can't get that done. Again, we only have 9 legislative days in September because of the Jewish holidays and the other schedule itself. So that's going to make it pretty daunting. But the 49 Act is still there for this round. And given how little differences really there are between the House and Senate versions, I don't see any reason why we couldn't get the farm bill piece itself done by the end of September, so that we don't have an extension. We just have a move forward in the next bill.
And you're in favor of having this bill then be permanent law going forward?
I am. I'm hard-pressed to argue. I understand that the advantages that I've used and we've had and having that sort of Damocles from the 49 Act. But in order to leave that in place, you'd have to argue that it really is good farm policy and it ought to be the law of the land, except for this short-term deal. And no one can do that. Making this one Title I permanent under this version is the right answer if this is good policy. And it will be as good as we can do with the circumstances we have. And so I support and voted for the House version that did do away with the 49 Act and the 38 Act that was also involved.
Your comments on the threat of a veto from the White House?
Well, I think it's misguided at best. I mean, it's illogical. If there are no changes to food stamps and your only real beef was with the food stamp changes, why would you punish the farm bill because we didn't change food stamps? Is it because you just wanted to have a big fight on food stamps? We'll give you a fight on food stamps. That's coming. But I don't see any reason why to hold the farm bill hostage to some misguided deal. I just don't think they understood that by stripping out the nutrition title out of the farm bill, that the House really gave up most of its leverage on getting any changes to food stamps. I don't think they thought we would do that to ourselves. No, we did. And now we're at a point where they don't have to agree to any kind of food stamp changes at all, and we can move the farm bill forward. And I think it'll dawn on them at some point that they won, and it'll take yes for an answer, and that veto threat will go away.
What do you think about being here with the peanut growers here from the Southeast?
Well, these are great Americans. I get to do a lot of these guys, these events with cotton guys and peanuts and others, and there's no better people on the face of the earth than people who make a living getting up early in the morning and working hard all day and taking care of their land and taking care of us as consumers. They're just good people. They're actually the caretakers, I think, of the soul of this country. It resides in rural America, and we've got to protect rural America too, because that's where the real heart of this country lies. So a bit modeling there, but that's how I feel.
All right, thank you so much, Congressman.